brought to you by Radio Kerry, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mann with a television licence fee. For more info, check out ourstoprotect.ie.
Yes, indeed. Hours to Protect on Radio Kerry. This week on Hours to Protect, it's actually our second Hours to Protect. We're looking at the plastic found on beaches, the causes and impacts, and how you can help. Sorka Burke brings us this report.
According to Clean Coasts Ireland, approximately 10 million tonnes of litter end up in the world's oceans and seas each year. Plastics make up the majority of this, with 80% of all marine litter from surface waters to deep sea sediments being plastic. Marine litter kills, injures and causes pain and serious harm to people, communities and animals all around the world. This week I sat down with Martha Farrell and Emily Roberts, two members of the Maharees Conservation Group, to learn more about the rubbish found on Kerry beaches and what steps can and are being taken to help turn this problem around.
So I'm Martha Farrell and I'm a member of Maharees Conservation Association, and we are operating since 2016. We are active in beach cleaning around our coast. We are seeing a lot of positive results of our actions.
My name is Emily Roberts and I'm also a member of the Maharees Conservation. I'm also part of Maharees Biodiversity. We're focusing more on the biodiversity of the area.
When we formed in 2016, we were very much focused on dune protection, dune erosion. But then we were exposed to the full range of activities Clean Coasts engage in. So one of those is beach cleaning, another one would be the Think Before You Flush campaign. And, you know, we're happy to take on board those programmes. So beach cleaning became an activity of Maharees Conservation, and we have we always participate in Clean Coasts events throughout the year. So the big beach clean in September, Clean Coast Week, which would have typically taken place in June, World Sand Dune Day, which they promoted last year. Our biggest beach cleans, we had one in 2019, which we cleaned up the entire stretch of Brandon Bay, which is an 11 kilometer stretch. And how we managed that was we engaged all of the community groups in our area. So Castle Gregory Community Council, Castle Gregory Tidy Towns, we had the soccer club involved, Camp Junior Soccer Club, Castle Gregory Celtic. We had the Maharees Regatta team out. So we had a whole... the whole beach was accounted for by some group, and we had 130 people out on the beach, and actually that won the National Clean Coast Best Beach Clean Award that year. Last year we held a really a huge beach clean with Nivea as well, in conjunction with Nivea, where we had again 110 people out on the beach, and we got from I suppose an area called Barrack to Fahamora cleaned up.
I guess the commonest rubbish found on Irish beaches in general would be plastic food wrappers, cigarette butts, plastic bottles, plastic bottle caps. It's like the list goes on. It's most of it is plastic. What we tend to find slightly different rubbish on our beaches. In Maharees, a lot of the rubbish would be broken up fishing nets, lines, rope. There's a lot of plastic. There's a lot of plastic bottle caps. There's some non-plastic waste as well. I guess why it's bad, like all rubbish is bad, it shouldn't be on the beach. Every piece of rubbish you remove makes a difference. But we have to remember that the beach and the sea are natural habitats for so many species, and we all have to do our best to protect that environment, to make sure that we protect our biodiversity. Marine animals can ingest plastic, or they can become entangled in it. It can create huge suffering. One of the worst rubbish we find are actually the tiniest rubbish that you can barely see, the microplastics. So the thing with plastics is that it it doesn't decompose. It breaks down into tiny fragments called microplastics. And these have been found in fish and seabirds and even in human food, drinking water. And also, we were speaking with a National Park and Wildlife Ranger in Kerry. She came out to one of our events recently, and she was just saying how the plastic wrapper, maybe the reason for that being the most common item, is that people put it in their back pocket, they forget about it, and it just flies out. So it's a lot of the rubbish that's there isn't actually something that people have deliberately placed on the beach. It's just made its way there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as well, items that people have forgotten. So we would find a lot of single shoes and flip-flop, you know, so people would have forgotten them on the beach.
Yeah,
you know, they were perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And people just...
Or dropped out of their bags.
That's it. I suppose we would also have done a survey. So we picked one stretch of beach. It was like a 1 kilometer stretch of beach from Mahara Big Cut to the Grotto. And we brought out students from our local secondary school, Man Skull Nua Unle Truig, and we did a litter pick, and the litter picks took place in 2017, 18 and 19. And what we did then was the following day we would have done a litter survey of what we found. So we went into the, you know, Castle Gregory Community Council were very good to allow us have their big hall, and we laid down coverings for the floor, and we went through all the litter. And I suppose one thing we noticed was a progressive decline in the amount we were picking up in those 3 years in that same spot. So in 2017 we got 19 bags, in 2018 we had 17 bags, and then in 2019 we had 11 bags. One of the most commonly found items would be the bottle top. And we have this great storm beach on Brandon Bay, so it's all of these cobblestones have been washed and they're a permanent feature. And in between those cobblestones, they just get wedged there. So in the last beach clean that we did in 2019, we found in those 11 bags 13 food wrappers, 11 takeout takeaway containers, 103 plastic bottle caps. We found plastic cutlery, 33 plastic beverage bottles, but again, as Emily said, a third of the litter collected on the day was fishing related. So it's you know, line, rope, fishing net that's broken away. Often it's storm damage to, you know, to those nets and rope.
And how can people help out, get involved, or just themselves? What are some tips you would give people?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, because sometimes you might walk on a beach, you see the litter, and you don't even, it doesn't even occur to you that you could just pick it up. So the easiest thing you can do is just when you're out on the beach, or it doesn't even have to be the beach, it could be just when you're walking on the street, because eventually all rubbish will make its way to the sea if it's not picked up. So just to do a 2 minute beach clean, or 2 minute street clean even, or if you want to take part in a bigger organized event, you can visit the Clean Coasts website. You can go into the Maharees Conservation website, but there's no limit to what you can do, and it can be as simple or as complicated as you want it to.
I think it's important as well to mention that any business, any organization, any individual can sign up to Clean Coast. I mean, that was one of the great things when we started, and we didn't have a big budget. Signing up to Clean Coast was free, and you know, for their events, if you register for their, you know, big events every year, you get kit. So we got high-vis jackets, we got gloves, and we got bags to do our litter pick. So I think that's it's really a nice way to start litter picking on the beach, is to sign up to Clean Coasts.
Yeah, I'd just like to say just a few points that people can remember. So I guess the most important thing is if we try to avoid the rubbish getting there in the first place. So and we've just said that most of it is plastic. So try to use less disposable plastic, basically. So less non-use plastic. Dispose of your waste in a correct manner. So a lot of the rubbish that ends up in the seas and on the beach is rubbish that just maybe flew out of a bin, or it was just was never disposed of in the proper way. think before you flush. So that's one thing. People flush things down the toilet that shouldn't go there. And come and take part of a beach clean. It can be fun. You can go... it's not just work. It sounds like work. But you're out on the beach with your friends and family. You talk to new people. It's a meaningful way of spending 2 minutes or 2 hours.
Hours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Kerry, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mann with a television licence fee. For more info, check out hourstoprotect.ie.
Yes, Orca Burke bringing us that report.